I'm Cindy Temi.
I'm Gracie May.
And I'm Oloweo.
And we are
Frobeat,
your favourite Afropop podcast.
Oh, season three.
Season three, episode one. And I'm right this time. Woo! Because it's the first one.
Welcome back, ladies. It's been crazy.
Look at this. Look at us.
Oh,
squad.
But you're poking the.
I was just saying hi.
The
quarantine.
Wait.
I've lost 4 inches off my waist, you know.
I did lose 4 inches.
We know.
Well done.
Three. Sorry.
Season three for 3 inches.
There we go.
I put on 3 inches for season three.
Hey. What about you?
Mm-hmm.
3 inches of longer hair?
Yeah!
MZ hair!
Okay.
Sponsoring this episode, by the way.
Yes, yeah, guys. Make sure you guys check out MZ Hair on the socials. We are sponsoring episode one of season three of Frobeat, a new feel. Yeah, should we just kick it off? We're going to have a general chit chat today. How do you guys feel about that? Yeah? Should we start?
It's been too long. I feel like we've not.
There's so much to talk about.
So much to talk about.
But we don't want to bore the people there. Let's talk about the juicy stuff. Should we start with Twitter? My favourite place in
Twitter. Twitter timeline!
Twitter is hell. I feel like every time we meet, I've survived another week in Twitter. Not really saying what I want to say, but just, you know, making it cool with the
people. Wait, what? You're the most savage person of all time. My Twitter does that thing now, someone's so like the tweet. That association is a bit wild.
I haven't even said anything.
People are losing their jobs for retweeting things that they didn't know that had like some root in anti-Semitism, I can't be liking anything like that.
Yeah, luckily I didn't say anything about that.
Unlike Wiley. But we won't go there.
We will not be going there. I can't. But basically, on the Wiley subject, there was a lot of action that was taken very, very quickly. And it's really good to see that the authorities can work quickly when it's an issue.
Definitely. I actually like, obviously with this whole, we've not really actually been together in person since the whole Black Lives Matter movement kicked off. We just talked about it on Zoom and all these other platforms.
Well, let's speak for yourself. Myself and Cindy were at the protest.
Oh, you were
in Parliament Square.
You were there in cutout.
In spirit.
Okay, I couldn't go. My dad had me on
it's
wraps.
Okay. All right. Ski.
Wasn't alive.
You were there. There's other ways you have been able to support
you've been
the Black Lives Matter
doing petitions and...
Yeah, Black Card Talks, all that
stuff. Black Card Talks and the petition as well.
Is Black Card Talks for anybody that doesn't know?
For those of you that do not know, you need to follow the Black Card Talks. It is a new platform. We have also found a home at Tribe Urban Radio. We're going to be bringing people on to talk about race and race relations every Sunday, 2 to 3 o'clock. It kicks off in August.
I feel like I should talk about radio now.
Go on.
Because you guys are kind of on radio. Anyway, so a random opportunity came to me presented by...
Let's reword that. An amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You guys have to take that out. Yeah, you will. So like, I feel like I should talk about radio now because you guys are on radio. But an amazing opportunity was presented to me by I Am Miss B, that's my co-host, who had been on the Beat FM, 13.6 FM. And we're going to be doing a show from August as well. And it's called Excuse Me Miss. And it's just a show about everything women we go through or we experience. So like maybe restaurant reviews one week. We're going to be talking about beauty hacks, tips and styles, and speaking with some influential women in the scene.
I'm a transformation
reviews
like person. Do you know what I mean? I'm up there in industry.
No, we're all up there. Gracie, have you stopped doing your 9 p.m.s?
No, only today because.
Okay, so when can I come? Because I feel like I've got the perfect face for what I feel about music.
When you're ready, babe.
What, the perfect face or the review?
The shade.
I was so shade. I was asking you the
question. No, but as a shade, you know when a beat drops and it's like, okay, that could have.
That's true, actually. She's very powerful with the show.
Cindy has been, every week? Every Wednesdays? Doing your interviews?
Yeah, so I tried to take it off. So obviously not being in the studio for normal TV. I thought, why not keep talking to some celebs and people? So every Wednesdays we've been doing Temi Talks With. So we just invite a series of guests on the show. This week we actually have Ola coming on.
Yeah.
Talking about Black Card Talks. We've had a number of guests. We've had Praise. We've had Ike Chooks, one name.
Yeah.
Did you guys see what happened to Kate? Yes.
She got what?
Well, I can't remember.
I don't want to tell you.
Damn, we have to go on YouTube and watch it.
Yeah, you guys should as well.
The video is very good.
But yeah, that's been fun. And obviously, in line with what I said, obviously, Grace and May is every week, every day. You've paid a service to the music industry that nobody can even say.
10k follower.
Oh,
sing.
Can we give a round of applause?
If you said your point of correction, it's 10.3.
Is it?
As the point of this recording.
Does it show you that it's 10.3 on the thing?
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah, you can see the numbers.
You should see 10.3. I'm gonna pull it up. You've had an amazing growth. I've literally been on live next time I go on, it'll be day 75. Bear in mind, I think I took a week out because I was feeling super run down. Yeah. And there's a few days where guests say they're coming and they don't.
And it's mad.
Or they cancel 15 minutes before after you put the promo up. But it's fine. You know, they're entitled to their time.
Yes, you're going to pay me for the promo I did for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, meanwhile, let's talk about the TT. So I had a record label reach out to me and they wanted to sponsor the series. So for anyone that doesn't know, it's called Unsigned. Basically, we review music from independent Afrobeats artists. The first half of the hour, we just chat with the celebrity, special guest, and then they help me basically review the music. Mm-hmm. After the live, I put the full track list on my story, and then everybody gets a chance to vote for their favourite. The winner gets to be played on the Afro Nation show, which you guys know that I co-host every Wednesday, 9 to 11 p.m., giving you the best in Afro beats, Afro swing, Afro everything, hey! Mm-hmm. They're also featured on a partner station that I'm collaborating with in Boston, B87 FM with DJ JD, hold tight JD, and they're featured on Afro Surge, a global Afro beats platform. So 3 amazing prizes, 1 winner, amazing.
So the
record label were like, okay, cool, we like what you're doing, you're uncovering new talent, obviously anyone that's unsigned is allowed to be featured, and they were like, well, could you do a couple of things for us? So first of all, could you put our logo all over your branding? And I was like, okay, cool, that comes at a fee. And I was like, especially since I'm doing it every day and my engagement rate is this and da da da. And then they were like, okay, that's cool. Also, would you mind like hand selecting a few of the guys that are either winners or participants that we should possibly like sign?
Oh, wow.
And I was like, that's amazing, but that sounds like A&R, which also comes at a fee.
Yeah. Not only for you, but for those people that are sending the music in potentially, yeah.
So they were like, oh no, that's cool, we have a studio, we have this, we have that. Like some of the prizes could even be studio time. But you know what happens when you work with black people? They don't always see the value. So actually, one of the good things that have come out of this corona season, I think I put you guys onto the pay gap.
Yes.
So it's an Instagram account which basically says how much a white person will make from a social media campaign versus anybody else. So you will DM them and say your following at the time, your engagement rate at the time, all those kind of stats. And basically, you can see how white people are getting paid like 10 times more than black people for exactly the same thing from the very same brands. So, with this particular record label, we haven't been able to work it out. But now that I know that there's an opportunity there and other people have started talking to me, Brett, look, if we could take this to TV, why not? Like, an X Factor for Afrobeats, specifically for Indo, and not, you know, coming in trying to like rework them, reshape them, just, financially funding them, giving them opportunities, and then getting a cut out of the profit.
That's it.
It's a good, in fact, that's if right. you steal it, I've already copyrighted it.
Ha! In your fist.
That's worse. Oh, I just want to touch you, thank you.
That's okay. That's Bosh Beast. But that is really, really dope.
But yeah, so 5,000 in 3 months has purely been because I've been online every day.
Every day. And it takes a lot.
Makeup every day. Wig every day. Outfit every
She's
day.
She's also looking for hair sponsors. MTT has done her bit now.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody else that's willing.
Yeah, because I'm not necessarily looking to buy anything from AliExpress anytime soon.
What? Because she's upgraded.
Oh, but also because of where most of their hair comes from. We're still in a pandemic, okay?
It's a pandemic. Okay, so we'll arrange my 9 p.m.
Yeah, when you're ready, babe. Okay. When you're ready. Really. Sorry, Twitter timeline. Did you not see the video of the mom and wife and husband?
So... I haven't seen the video, but it's a topic that always comes up that was being discussed.
Have you seen the video?
I've not seen the video.
Okay, so for context, I know I've just spoken quite a lot, but this was taking over 30 seconds. So, there's a guy in a car and his mom is in the passenger seat and they roll up and the woman's like, oh, mom, are you not gonna... And then the mom's like, you always have an attitude when I'm here.
He's American.
American. And then she's also like, but why are you letting your mom disrespect me like that? I'm your wife. So the question everybody was asking was like, nah, when it comes to your wife and your mother, who gets the front seat? Then more details came out that the wife actually owns the car. So I'm gonna let you know that if you're driving my car, I'm gonna sit in the front seat because it's my car. But you guys feel free to let me know in that instance who gets preference, mother or wife.
I think it's a bit techie.
Why?
I just can't imagine. Even if it's my car, auntie, can you
go to the back?
That would have been nice. She was shouting at the mother-in-law saying, why do you have to sit in her car? You know how Americans are.
Do you know what will happen? Because it's, to be honest, in that particular situation, because it is her car, it is the husband that will remove himself from the driver's seat.
It's true, and right? The husband should sit in the back.
Yeah. And we are riding two women.
But even though, no, because I want to be driven by my husband. I want to be, my husband has rolled up in my car. Is it actually their car together?
No, or
is
her
it?
Car.
My husband has rolled up in, he's your husband and it's her car.
Yeah, so I feel like husbands drive.
Does he have his own car?
That's their car. If they're married, it's okay, their car. In marriage, everything is one.
When I'm married, potential husband, you can have your car, I'm going to have mine. Especially if it's a Porsche. Okay, thanks.
Oh, I'm okay to share cars, you know.
Oh, no. I'm not.
I'm okay.
You're going to be racking up mileage. You might put diesel in a petrol car by accident. You might even
somebody that's been driving before. Why would he become stupid?
That you're because sharing it's a mortgage. You might be worried about
the mortgage diesel. Mortgage is different because you're living together. We don't have to be in... Nah, sorry.
So what are you saying? Wow. In that situation, this is a straight answer.
Gracie, I feel like I'm learning about you all over.
Oh, my God. Okay,
this season 3 show me something.
In general, though.
It's Corona. It's Corona, dude.
Have you had this conversation before? Like, even in marriage, we're going to have like one joint account for the mortgage if the house is in both of our names. Mm-hmm. Big if.
Yeah.
But everything else will be said. Keep your money. Let me keep my money. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
finance is a big argument for every couple.
Yeah.
We evade all of that if we have a joint pot for bills and mortgage and you do you and I do me. And when the kids come along, we can either split all the kids' costs or you take a kid, I take a kid. I don't mind.
Take your son.
No, I do actually agree with the idea that you have one pot for where everything comes out of, because I don't want to be in a position where, like, I always try and think about it in terms of the sort of things that my husband might want to buy. So if I was the sort of person that I was like, I don't know, like, let's say in a year I could spend £3,000 on facials, nails, or, I mean, we know that I'm not that person, but could spend that much.
To be honest, not either.
That's
we
crazy.
Know who is that person.
But let's say that we can spend £3,000 on myself. If my husband is then going to spend that £3,000 on an Arsenal season ticket, which I would not understand, that one, there, go and pay for it, because I don't want that money to come out of our joint account and right. Me to then have a reason to be like, are you mad? They're going to lose money. And that would be causing
she said they're going to lose anyway. You're very rude.
Did they even, what did they come?
Oh,
guys. They weren't top six, where were they?
Out of interest, top five. Top five.
Seventh.
Wow.
I don't know what he's doing. He's trying to give a 10. Instead of you to just put two hands up, there are people in the back who are helping us. They were 10th. What sort of madness? 8th. Anyway, Shad, they did not come top 6. I knew that. You should have let me run with that.
Out of interest, sorry, on that, and good point about breaking, separating the finances, do you think it should be a percentage-based amount of money that goes into this pot that you
I
do enjoy?
I hate this conversation.
Or do you think it's a set amount?
If my man makes more than me or less than me, that's not my problem.
Okay.
The bills have to be split in half. That should motivate you to up your bag. Are you all right? So that I'm now making 60% of... let me not say 60%, that sounds like quite a bit more than him. But I'm not going to, no. Everything is, look.
So it's going to be a set amount every month that goes into
half.
So does that mean
I don't care if he's on 20k and I'm on 50k, half.
So half your salary.
Half of, no, whatever the bill is, we're splitting everything, all the costs in half.
Oh no, you can split the,
but then even, because
you know what, the conversation usually is, oh, if you're earning 50k and he's on 20k, that percentage difference, let's call that 60%. Mm. That means you should take 60% of the bills and he should take 40. But, oh, you're still the man. In fact, you're the man, you should be providing, you should be paying for everything. But I'm going to do my part because, you know, 21st century woman, I'm going to pay my half.
Cool.
Yeah, sorry.
So then is it, awesome. No, it's an interesting
topic. What would you
do? Well, what I'd like to do, Miss Diplomat. ideally, I do get it. I feel like there should, everything associated as a joint cost should have one account, but I'm just conflicted with how much goes into it. Because for example, let's say one person is earning £1,000 a month and the other one's earning £2,000 a month. If you've both decided to put £500, one is kind of shortchanged in this situation.
It's not a problem.
Ooh,
that's a problem. Sorry.
But then, what if you've decided to?
Even if I'm the person that's on the grant, it's not his problem.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you think that you can say that because you'll never be that person on the ground?
No, never, because we've come from poverty. Now, when we first came to England, I've said it before, we were £60 a week from on government benefits. Like, I just know that for me, and our immigrant parents,
I understand this.
Yeah, it's just my personal preference. I would like to, especially because, okay, even on a legal basis, right, all of us did law, you know that if you're both paying into a joint mortgage, by the way, in both of your names, and somebody ends up paying 80% in terms of mortgage payments every month, and somebody else ends up paying 20, God forbid you ever divorce, the courts will say that they own 80% because they put in 80% of the money, regardless of whether it's a 50-50 joint partnership on the legal paperwork.
So then, surely that's...
So I'm not even thinking of in the case of... Right, if you put 80% of the money, you should own 80% of the property.
So then why would you not pay towards it if you could take it home at the end?
But... No, I just would prefer.
What's the thing? I'm really trying to understand.
Oh, therapy. I said my bit. So are you both saying that you would do it for comfort to yourself?
I feel like now you've answered the question. I've not.
Really deeply. When you have that conversation, these are the kind of conversations that we have to have in relationships, guys, and even before. But when you deep it, I think what I would like is us to split. Yes, split everything.
In half, though.
Split all the bills in half, but then we would then have to have a separate account whereby we put a separate account for like fun stuff to do. Because sometimes, what if I want to get treated by my husband? Do I know
he should use his own money?
No, yeah, that's fine. He'll go and use his own money.
So I believe in having joint bills account and joint savings account, and then everything else is into you.
Joint
because
savings.
If you now decide today that you need to send £500 to your mum, and I'm like, I don't want to have to fight you or your mum.
Me, I think it's easier rather than actually doing the idea of trying to figure out the proportion. I think you should figure out in terms of what should someone pay for. So actually, maybe like let's say everything together is going to come up to £1,300, and that's bills and that's also savings. Mm-hmm. Let's say that bills are £600 and savings is £800. The person who's earning more should just be the person that does the savings. The other person should be the person that does the bills. Because I feel like then you're just being mindful.
Say that you lapse on the Wi-Fi bill. You know I'm going to fight you.
What?
Yeah, because that bill was your responsibility.
Our
branch
of coverage.
Yeah, let's just... It's easier for all mucking in together, yeah? Like, I still have Wi-Fi in case you forget.
It makes sense to just, I think, maybe thinking about it now, it just makes sense to put a set amount into a bank account.
What's the set amount is the question.
50%.
The same amount.
You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say it's dependent. I don't want to say it's dependent. No, I'm going to say it's dependent on the person. Because I feel like when you're with someone, you would know what you're willing to take, what loss you're willing to take, because it will be based on their character.
I'm trying to lose my money here.
Exactly. And that's when you feel like you're in a situation that this person might be
but
someone
equally,
you can lose your money
with. What you've just said, though, if somebody takes the mortgage payment and say the mortgage is 800 a month or 120 a month, yeah? And then the rest of the bills are 300 and then you're saving another 300. So someone's doing 120, someone's doing 600. Proportionally, you're still saying that this person is doing more. So you might as well just split everything down the middle.
No, because then that person will suffer.
And I said that's not my personal.
That's the thing that I wouldn't want, though. I don't want to be in a
position
where
I'm living
in. The
thing is, you can't be in a relationship and end up suffering because you're going
to
put the bills by yourself anyway. So I don't think they'd really suffer.
They won't suffer. Because really and truly, when you go food shopping, you're not going to be like, all right, I spent 6 years
That's what you're saying, then.
No.
Let's say one week, yeah, you're going food shopping and you're like, you know what? I want steak, I want salmon, and you just overdo it, right? And this guy's in like out of pocket expenses are looking at you every single time you're choosing a gourmet meal.
Please,
he's thinking, I can't take this girl here this week. We're not going bowling this week. That's actually the reality of it. It's all these decisions that you're making. They're ruining the rest of his allowance. Jesse, you're making this guy live on an allowance.
Maybe in this conversation I've realised maybe I'm high maintenance.
But you should be because you can be.
I just feel like, Why?
I don't think it's
why would buying salmon mean we have to forfeit bowling?
But we're talking about someone that's person, you said someone that's taken home £1,000 and your bills are £1,003. That means that they're spending £650 on the bills. They've got £350. That's travel. That's everything. To just live their life for a month and then you buy salmon. That's £20 gone. That's it. It's that simple.
You know what?
I said too much. God knows what I can handle. God knows what I can bear. So first of all, mom's gonna be in the backseat. Let's just establish that. Two, we're having a joint account.
Crazy, mate.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, but any normal mother-in-law, why would you want Discord in your kids? Anyway,
but I just, I can't see. So the funny thing is, I just think about general, like when I've been out with my friends and then like my mum's been around, my mum's always gone, oh, let me go to the back. But I can't see myself. I wouldn't even, just maybe.
And you let your mum go to the back?
No, no, but that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't let your, why would he let his mum go to the back?
No, I think friends and relationship is different though. When your, and relationship is different from marriage. These guys are married.
I personally, even as a married woman, I don't think I'm going to ask mum to move to the back. I can't lie. My mother-in-law to move to the back. That's like asking my mum to move to the back.
If she doesn't do it on her own accord,
I'm not going to not ask her.
I may look at her in a way, but I'm not going to say it out loud. Your
car. You guys that came on
I
to me
say
that,
out loud.
Said that in your in the kitchen. Car.
You know what it is? I had this conversation with
but you want to ask her to move to the back?
I had this conversation with someone the other day. And I said,
tell your mum to move to the back.
No, I had this conversation with someone the other day. I said, there's a difference between like we can be civil, like, we need to remember that we are African, and actually being civil with parents, yeah, exactly, like being civil with parents actually still requires us to be extremely more polite than your average non-African, not even African.
In my car,
non-immigrant, yeah,
not
immigrant.
With my petrol and my heated seat.
I don't think you're gonna see it like that. When married.
This heated seat is going to be another reason why this guy is now not taking down in fact.
No, but better question. Why was he driving her car? Where was his?
He was in the garage. Because man's only got £350.
And he has to wait till the third
month. And the girl is you saying, get to the back. You're driving by car. Your mum's in the seat. Gracie.
Nah, I won't be the one.
The views of Gracie May. Yeah.
Are definitely something I'm going to hold with my chest.
I just can't see it happen. I can't see it in reality happening. I can see you doing your face. But I can see you definitely go.
It's not even just a. Oh, are you?
And then you're gonna
and
say.
And then you look and then.
Okay, don't worry. Yeah. Like, say, okay, don't worry.
That's fine. I can say out of that.
And the worst thing is, African aunties, yeah, mother-in-laws, they will ignore you. They don't care.
To be honest, I feel like if it was. I feel like some of them. Some of them will say, hey, no, sit at the back. And then as they're driving, was she expecting? They'll say it as though you're not in the car. Was she expecting that I was sitting at the back? Oh, she cannot have been expecting that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she'll even ask the son in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
But then,
she ain't Gracie and me. Oh, wow.
But you said, like, you think too much of me because she would definitely be in the back seat.
Right. Woo, child. Oh, anyway,
talking about like, way. Can you like in the comments let us know if I'm moving mads?
Yeah.
Because these are clearly saying that the mother-in-law would. Why would she? And obviously, I'm saying the opposite. So yeah.
You guys need to comment and just be on our side. Because I'm pretty sure you man in here are cultured, didn't it?
Our culture's fine. It's fine. I'm good. I do know somebody that agrees with you. Don't worry, it's fine. And the way she said it was like, yeah. Why would he not?
I can't.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
So, speaking of culture, should we talk about Uber in Nigeria?
Let me pull up the tweets.
The tweets. Guys, if you haven't seen this, it's absolutely hilarious. Grace is going to read out the tweets, but I'll give you a quick synopsis. So, essentially, Uber have decided that they do not know how to operate in Nigeria. It's actually that simple. The main reason is just because at every point in time they try to introduce a reward scheme, Nigerians found a way to defraud the scheme.
Oh, with the email addresses.
Since we're getting there, they're so many.
Over to you, Gracie. Okay.
So I'm going to just preface this and say that some of the opinions by Pastor Menro are not shared by any of us on the panel, but they also might be okay. He starts by saying, unfortunately, Nigerians are not normal, and I agree.
I mean, we're special, doesn't it? Yeah.
This is the reason why people will be sitting in the back.
Okay, so apparently when you sign up to Uber as a driver, you get like a promo code bonus situation, which is anything from like 1K, which is like £2, to like 3K, okay? So what people would do is they would sign up and they would...
Sorry. £4.
Is it four?
It's £4.
Oh yeah, because you're doing it to the 500. Yeah. You're right. She right. But regardless, people will sign up, take the money, the bonus, and then not drive. And just keep signing up with new email addresses, keep collecting the bonus, but also just not drive it.
I would call it resourceful and opportunities.
I don't understand. If it was in England, like, let's actually talk on that one. If it was in England, would you not have to register a license plate or something? Like, how would you just sign England up?
So, where, and I don't know if this happens in the UK, but in Nigeria, the car that you drive isn't always yours, so you might be renting it. And sometimes you have like a fleet of like 10 cars that are slightly busted, and you employ the drivers, and you take a cut from each of those drivers. So your license plate isn't connected to your number. Mm-hmm. Right. But then there was even examples of them changing their phone numbers, but we'll get there. So in the UK, you said it would be per license plate?
Yeah. I don't know. I just assume you would have to, like, there has to be some form of an authentication process.
I mean, I've definitely been in an Uber in Nigeria, and it's not the car that's on the app. And they've said, no.
Don't worry, sir.
The next scam then was sorry. The next way that they were, what did you call them? Innovative,
or opportunistic.
Did someone say that, or did you? Have you called
it? But it's there. It's an opportunity. Is there? Why would you not, as a Nigerian, take it? If an opportunity is there, why would you not take it?
Because it's against the system.
It's illegal.
We there.
That facial expression needs to be zoomed in on.
Bro, slow down. Your registration. We have 5 murders.
I'm screaming.
You're one of those that used to create a new email address every
for
time.
For Uber Eats?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say Netflix, but...
I don't even know. I don't care. Definitely for Uber Eats. I'll say that on camera. Oh, definitely. Get £10 free promo. Recommend myself. Hey, you!
Nigerians would never carry on.
No, but I was actually having this conversation, and we'll probably pick up like after I finish the thread, where I was like, there must be an industry where this kind of laziness that you can monetize.
It's not lazy.
Will be, but sis, how are you gonna keep signing up to be a driver, keep collecting bonuses, but never drive? That's Am I lazy?
Opportunistic.
Okay, let me tell you the next one and see if it's opportunistic. So every time you recommend another driver, it's 40k naira.
How can they give you that much money and give you 2k for signing up? That already is
it's very bad. But this person, Pastor, I can't say his name, let's call him Pastor G, basically said he made bare money doing it.
So he's been telling you his own experiences.
Oh no, so this is, he apparently he was in a strategy course, and they were saying, you know, why things that work in the Western world don't always lift and shift into developing countries, because we have
morale.
Other factors.
I don't think morale is the right word.
not morale, what's that thing? Morals.
No, I mean, it's a lack thereof.
Western.
In this situation.
Or just different morals. Anyway, let's keep going. So apparently, similar to what you said, people would just start creating different accounts and recommending themselves to themselves and collecting 40k each time.
Well, that's not an authentication process.
You are smart. That is Uber's problem. Why would Uber not put an authentication process?
This sounds like that time when there was that app Circle Pay.
Oh, what's that?
Circle Pay was like an app where it was like, so basically what happened was is that one of our friends came to our house. All my cousins got together. Cousin, and he came over and he was like, we all got Chinese. And then he was like, we should pay with Circle Pay. And he was like, if you recommend each other, we'll all get £10 for free. So we were all doing it, right? Not knowing that he was essentially the head of the pyramid.
Yes,
so then all of us were recommending one another. We all got free food. He walked out with £300.
Yeah, but you guys got free food at that moment in time. you were happy with what was... you got.
Nah, pyramid scheme.
He's smart.
Do you know, he came to our own family event. He walked out with £300.
What's his name? Tell me off camera.
Sponsored by him.
No, because that's a kind of entrepreneur.
This is so you agree with everything.
No, I mean, he preyed on the fact that you didn't ask for the full information.
This is what Uber. Anyway,
so. All right, so I'm gonna read the next tweet, and then this will be the last one, because I think you guys get the gist of the scamming. So, sorry, the ingenuousness,
innovation.
Thank you. All right, so apparently, Uber wanted to undercut local taxis. For a budget airport. So where most people would be paying 4 to 5k, they were making Uber drivers charge 3-5.
Now, obviously, as an Uber driver, you'd be like, why would I not just then drive independently and make the extra money? So Uber was like, okay, cool. We will pay you $3.5 on top of you then charging the other people $3.5. So all in all, you make $7,000.
Mm. How do Uber make their money?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Wayfair.
So Nigerians are like, okay, that makes sense.
Just,
oh no!
You just realized what I said.
Yeah.
Are we gonna have to cut that out?
No.
Okay. Today I feel a bit of a reach that.
Okay. Yeah. Let's cut that out.
No, it's so funny. Let's stop. Okay. But we'll leave it to you. Sorry. So the last part was that Nigerians would then use their other SIM card, pretend to be a rider, book themselves, get the $3.5 bonus from Uber for picking up the airport ride, pick up the $3.5 for the airport ride, and obviously not drive anywhere, go home with $7,000 after not moving. As in, use one phone to book themselves, pick it up with the other phone, $7,000 mask boost.
Does then, it not track with your location?
Yeah, so Uber caught on and then was like, okay, cool.
People are still in your house.
Oh no, but obviously it's based on, so they would be outside Abuja Airport. They would just be booking themselves and so you're picking themselves up. And just
and people are coming to the car saying, no, sorry, I'm not working.
You can still take someone off Uber. So you do this scam and then still take a passenger, just a passenger, and then make triple.
$5,000.
Wow.
And then apparently people were making 10 round trips a day, equating to like $140,000, but never leaving the spot that they were in.
Wow.
I mean, we have leaders in the game like Hush Puppy that
and Buhari.
Bro, that's what I thought you were
still trying to go into the current.
Over lockdown, there was also something, like I think it was an American newscaster that actually like outed them, but it was basically like someone in the Nigerian government got caught with like hundreds of
cash.
Millions of cash.
Hard cash in his house.
In his house.
And he was the head of corruption.
Yeah. And then they said that he was, that was the amount of money he would need if he ever needed a jet. Or something to pay, and it was never, and Buhari never did anything about
it. Yeah, poverty.
Bruh. When this guy, that his election campaign was about corruption. What a wow.
Well, at least it was speaking from experience.
Second time in leadership.
Speaking of people in leadership and Nigerians, did you guys see the guy that, sorry to just jump from this
topic,
but you know the guy that on air, they asked him. So they asked him to explain where the funds. Why the funds had finished for, I think, what was it? Did you guys recall what it was for?
No, I think he was supposed to have stopped spending the money this Met.
Because it was a budget.
Yeah, it was an annual budget and that, yeah, had ended. So they were asking why you were still spending that money.
Yeah, and do you know what he did, guys? Mm. He fainted on camera. He had an attack. So, okay, the issue with
he
that,
didn't just
right,
faint. It was
why he did the most. So the thing about what happened was, and it's so sad from it being a Nigerian, is that the person that was recording it, they were laughing. So somebody is fainting on camera, but you do not believe them. Like, in no context whatsoever. Your first reaction is, they were laughing. And everyone was like, why are they laughing? Because they don't believe us. They don't believe Nigeria.
That was funny, number one. One. Number two was the guy that was there trying to
open his mouth.
So the guy had a choke on his tongue.
Was he asking for the answer?
I don't know.
So what?
And then wait, because his hands was in his mouth, obviously he wasn't fainting. He started in his unconscious state fighting.
There's a still of him looking at the guy like, did he rehearse this one yesterday?
Why was his hands in his mouth?
And second of all, everyone had the audacity to still wear masks, right? This is what I don't get. This is why I feel like, don't wear the mask if you're going to do something wayward. Like, for example, people are wearing the mask and, you know, breathing.
Cutting holes in it.
Cutting holes in it.
You see those people that are wearing too? People are wearing one on their nose and one on their chin, and then they're eating
but
in
guys, between. They ask you what you have done with the budget, and then you faint on TV.
But what was the end game? Like, were you not going to recover from the faint? Were they going to ask you the next time?
Maybe you thought that they were going to turn the cameras off. We're gonna have to cut. That's it, guys. Was it live?
Yes.
Wow.
It was like a budget, like you know when we do Parliament.
You're crying.
I'm crying. Of course, I'm crying.
We have to show you the video.
And yeah, we might have laughing. To move the video into
yeah,
the...
Yeah, definitely. That's
but
yeah.
No, but you know where I thought you were going with the mask thing? Was everyone was in masks, but then they rushed to him.
With their bare hands.
With their mask on. Shoulder to... There's no point! There's no point! And then you're using your corona-filled hands in somebody's...
In that Nigeria heat! And I know for a fact no one refilled the sanitizer jar because it's just what our people do. But yeah, kudos for
Let us know if you watch any of these videos. You guys are gonna need to share it because I need to watch this.
I'm gonna find
you will laugh so much.
This is mad.
The stills made me laugh.
Man. I think it comes to the idea that Nigerians can never carry last
at all. How is Hush Puppy?
So. Apparently, I heard that sorry, but because they violated his human rights with the amount of surveillance they were doing, that he might be released.
What a world.
After defrauding 1.9 million people, stealing £345 million, him and his 12 cronies, but because they violated his human rights, didn't he violate everybody else's human rights?
That many people's human rights.
Do you know when you say God is on your side?
Like, you can't even... What kind of prayer?
That's
your
prayer.
I was very shocked by the amount of people that didn't call him out.
Yeah. A lot of
that silence was loud.
Mm. Well, it's because they were worried about the list. Speaking of the lists, maybe next week. Teaser.
But yeah, no, guys, that's giving me too much jokes. Oh my goodness. Nigeria.
Twitter timeline.
Yep. Oh. So yeah.
Well, it looks like we've done a whole episode this week on Twitter timeline. But I mean, it was necessary because it's our first time back together.
And you lot are mad anyway, talking about mum will not sit in the back seat.
try it.
Guys, we actually need to call her out because this lack of culture is...
I'm a very cultured somebody, but in my car.
Tell your mum that you're going to do that.
But this is the thing, my mum is cultured enough to be like, yo, you lot are a unit. You lot do your... My mum would even want to be in a backseat, like, with her chauffeur. Yeah, bruh.
It's true.
Do you know my mum?
What we should do, we should take the video reactions of what our parents would say.
That's what we should do.
And that can be...
Let's do it.
Talking of video reactions, before we do run up with, have you guys seen the videos of where you call your spouse or your mother and say that the police are chasing you? I need to, but they're coming into the house. Can you just react like you fell over? Would your parents be down?
My dad would. My mum would. My mum, when there was a point when I thought I got a ticket and I said...
Just common parking ticket?
Normal ticket. And it was a speeding ticket. Mm-hmm. I went through Limehouse Link and I said to her, Mum, I've got 3 points. Like, I just can't. Like, please, can you? She said, oh, no, on that. And it wasn't because she didn't want to pay. I was going to pay for her. I told her I'll pay the difference on everything. I just said, I can't have 6 points on my license. And then she said, oh, no, Ola, you see, the way I've rationed myself with God, I told him I'll not do anything. I couldn't believe it.
With God,
I was literally just like, what? The points didn't come. Oh. So it. But still to this day, I know that she's a slave. She would never. So I know.
Like,
bruv. But my dad, I know my dad. My dad will be there. He'll do the most. The absolute most.
I feel like I would have done the most.
Hola, quick. You fast.
Now, my mum would be like, are you using the phone while you're driving?
So they are following you and you're still using the phone.
Yeah, my mum would not. Nah.
That's true.
You know what I want to do? I want to do the one where you sit on your mum's lap. Have you seen those ones?
What?
There's ones where there's like you as a grown person, you sit in your mum's lap like you're a child and just see what they do. And then like there's videos the mum pushes them over and all sorts. That one I'm actually going to do. I've just been waiting.
How would your mum react?
If I just sat on her lap. She said, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, that's going to be funny, isn't it? Especially African
people. I've been there.
Are you a baby?
Oh my god, did you guys see the thread? Sorry, I never get around to that, but you see the thread on Twitter. It was a reaction comment how your mum would respond.
Yes. If you're late coming home or something.
Yes! Oh my god, it was hilarious. Every single one of them, she said it.
So,
is this good what you are doing?
It's always questioned.
Don't you live in a house with people?
This is what Africans do not ever tell you. They actually only ever ask things in rhetorical questions that you can never
ask. Do you still live here?
Yeah.
You can probably just stay where you are.
Yeah. So you think because you're contributing that you can. It's always like, why can't
and
you just tell me?
And you have to answer like, we've kept caution.
You can't answer that. There's no caution there. You just, I'm sorry, my parents.
I'm on my way.
Shout out to the parents then. But yeah, thank you.
Am I
going to
be the same?
Oh, definitely.
Do you reckon?
I cannot wait. There's kids now that are like running around. Like my cousin's just had a child. Like loads of my friends are like popping out kids. And I cannot wait to be that auntie.
That auntie? I am. I can't wait to see you like as mothers.
I think I'm going to, my fear is that I will know all the tricks. So when I feel like they think they're smart and lying to me, I'll be like, bro, I've done it. You're lying.
So you were away.
Are you gonna tell them? You're gonna tell them that you've done it.
No, I just feel like they can't. You can't lie to me. Like, but then my mom's probably thinking the same thing. But for some reason, I don't think my mom has been through what I've been through. So there's me thinking I've got the upper hand. But like my kids, you can't try me because we've grown up in the same environment. Whereas, for example, my mom didn't grow up in London, innit? So now I'm thinking, all right, I can do these things and
basically,
just say that.
Cindy's a hustler. So
I'm always a hustler to the very end.
I'm a hustler,
but yeah, man. Yeah, no, guys, it's been great that we've all joined back together. It's been a
you
long,
me your cough, though.
Crazy 4 months. Don't try me. Go quarantine at home. See you guys in 7 days. But yeah, guys, make sure you like, share, and subscribe on the new and updated YouTube channel. Let us know what you want to see on the channel, but make sure you also check out our socials on Instagram, which is at
Frobeats Podcast.
Yep, and it's
Frobeats Podcast.
And one more time,
Frobeats Podcast.
But guys, no, make sure you keep it locked. Drop your comments down below and let us know your thoughts on the topics that we have discussed today. And we'll catch you next week for episode
2.
You lot are mad. Were you just doing that for the camera?
No,
I'm really sick.